USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to current threats against the U.S. homeland, the Secretary of Homeland Security says today in a speech in D.C. that things are, in her words, graver than they've been at any time since 9/11.
We are more secure than ever against the dangers of the last decade, but we are less prepared than ever for those that will find us in the next.
Kirstjen Nielsen also saying that top threats now range from deadly terror attacks to cyber intrusions from bad foreign actors. There has been another terrorist attack, this time in the Netherlands this morning. At least 3 people are dead and 9 people wounded after a shooting on a tram. The Dutch counterterrorism agency saying it has all the characteristics of a terrorist attack. And the police there are searching for a 37-year-old Turkish suspect. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least 3 lives so far, also forcing over 1,000 people to leave their homes and evacuate. Water overflowing from the Missouri and Mississippi River basins. And governors in Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin have all declared states of emergency. New Zealand's prime minister says her nation's gun laws may change after last week's attacks on mosques that killed at least 50 people, wounding dozens more. Jacinda Ardern announcing the cabinet has made in-principle decisions already about changes to gun laws. Meanwhile, New Zealand is not accustomed to these types of attacks, and a police official says,
I want to thank the public for their absolutely overwhelming positive support to members of the New Zealand Police and our emergency service and other partners who have committed themselves to this response and this investigation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Secretary of State speaking about suffering in Yemen. And USA Radio's Wendy King has the rest of the story.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. This could be President Trump's next veto. 7 Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the Yemeni people's suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions.
And a Kansas Department of Transportation worker is out of a job after calling the president a communist. The president tweeted yesterday afternoon, criticizing 2 Fox News anchors, and a KDOT employee responded on a verified Department of Transportation account, calling the president a, quote, delusional communist. The employee then asked the president if he knew that communist countries control the media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.